We, on Simchas Torah, finished our most recent cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, and we started a new cycle with the reading of Parashas Bereishis, and therefore I wanted to take a moment to discuss the obligation of reading Kriyas HaTorah, and primarily, is it a communal obligation or a personal, individual obligation, a Choyves HaYochin, and as we'll see, there are many differences as to how you view and understand the Chiyuv, the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. So the pasuk tells us in Parashas Emor, introducing to us the different mayadim, Vayidaber Moshe's mayadei Hashem al bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu informed Klal Yisrael about the different yomim, tovim, and holidays. However, the Ramban quotes there from the Torah's Kohanim, Vayidaber Moshe's mayadei Hashem al bnei Yisrael, Melamed shai Moshe oimer lehem li Yisrael hilchas Pesach bepesach, hilchas atzeres beatzeres, hilchas chag bechag. The halachas of each yomtiv on that particular yomtiv, b'lashon shu shomer, b'lashon ahu omer lehem kol ha-parshiyas. He told them about the different yomim tovim on each one of those holidays. However, the Gemara seems that the Torah's Kohanim seems to imply that he kind of instituted to learn about each holiday on the holiday. And this is perhaps an allusion already to the Kriyas HaTorah of the different yomim tovim on that particular yomtiv. But even though it's alluded to perhaps in the pasuk, the primary institution of Kriyas HaTorah was Takana Midrabanan that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, which the Gemara tells us about in the Gemara Bava Kama and Pei Beza Mid Aleph. Here the Gemara tells us, commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Bishalach, that after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael began their journey through the Midbar, designed by Yelchu Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar Velo Motzu Mayim. They traveled for 3 days and they were unable to find water. And the pasuk continues, Vayilaynu Ha'am. Vayilaynu ha'am al Moshe lemar manishteh. They complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we going to drink? So they were thirsty, because they hadn't drunk for 3 days, and they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we going to drink? We have no water. So darshei reshumois, you know, the darshonim, homiletics, amru ein mayim ala Torah. We know water refers to Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Sefer Yeshaya, hoi kol tzame l'chulamayim. Anybody who is thirsty should go and drink water, refers to Limud HaTorah. So, Kevin Shehochu Shloshes Yamim Beloi Torah Nilu. They came, they walked 3 days without Torah, and it was difficult for them. So, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, the Navi who was amongst them, which of course was Moshe Rabbeinu, V'tiknu Lehem Shu Karim B'Shabbos, U'mafsikim B'Echa B'Shabbos, V'Karim B'Shein, U'mafsikim B'Shlishi, V'Revi, V'Karim B'Chamish, U'mafsikim Erev Shabbos, K'dei Shele Yalinu Gimel Yamim Beloi Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that we should read Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, so that we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah, just like Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu that they went 3 days without water and ain mayim ela Torah. So this is the basic takana of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and on the weekdays. It's a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to increase Talmud Torah so that you shouldn't go for 3 days without Talmud Torah. Tosfos notes in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph that the main takan of Kriyas HaTorah is not to read the parsha every week. That's a minig, as most people are aware of. The main takana is to have on Monday and Thursday 3 aliyos, each consisting of 3 psukim, or on Shabbos to have 7 aliyos, each consisting of 3 psukim. So 21 psukim on a Shabbos, that's Me'ikar Adin from the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, all you have to read. Anything more than that is a minig, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph that they used to finish the Torah not every year. In Marava, they finished it every 3 years. So you see, it took them, I don't know what Simchas Torah was like, but it was probably just Shemini Atzeres. But they had, they didn't finish it every year, they finished it every 3 years. You have to go in order, you can't skip around. You can't just say, well, we're weighing the same 21 psukim every week. You have to, you know, you have to go, or you can skip, you know, to your favorite parsha and have highlights. You can't do that. It's not a highlight reel. So everything is just equally as important. You have to go in order, that says in the Shulchan Aruch, but the main takana was only 21 psukim, 7 aliyas each consisting of 3 psukim. Anything more than that, finishing the parsha every week, that is only a minig. Okay, so we have a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to increase Talmud Torah, to make sure that we shouldn't go 3 days without Talmud Torah, to read Kriyas HaTorah on every Shabbos and on Yom Tovim as well, Me'inyan Hamoed, from the topic that relates to that Yom Tov. But it's only Midrabanan, takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. But what was the nature of that takana? Is that a Choyvas HaYachid or a Choyvas HaTzibur, a communal obligation, or perhaps a personal obligation. So if you look at the Gemara Masechtas Brachos on the Ches Med Aleph, the Gemara says something strange or odd, unexpected about Rav Sheshes. On the second line, the Gemara says right in the middle of the line, Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape Vigoras. During Kriyas HaTorah, Rav Sheshes turned around and learned something else. Not Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, something else. Amar Anan B'Didan V'Inu B'Didu. They're learning their thing, I'm learning mine. It's an odd practice. So not only is it odd, but it seems to be problematic against the din. Tosis there asks, over there in the brackets, Vim Toimar. V'Aminam B'Soita, but the Gemara says, M'Sech L'Soita, Daf Lama Tesamid Aleph, commenting on the Pasuk and say for Nehemiah, Mai Dechsiv. What does it mean when it says, U'Kepisku Amdu Koham? When they opened the Torah, everyone stood. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean they literally stood. You don't have to stand Me'ikar Adin for Kriyas HaTorah. That's a minig. You don't have, perhaps, recreating Maamid Har Sinai, but you don't have to stand the Kriyas HaTorah. Kepischu Amdu Kol Ha'am. When they opened the Torah, everyone stood. Doesn't mean they stood. It means they were quiet. Kevin Sheniftach Sefer Torah Aser L'Sapir. You're not allowed to talk. Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. Even at Dvar Halacha, you're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to talk. So you're not allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Not only that, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, even Ben Gavra LeGavra. Ben Gavra LeGavra means in between aliyahs. You're not allowed to talk, not Dvarim Patelim. Dvarim Patelim has no place in the shul at all. That's not even what we're talking about. That's not even Baba Cheshvin. We're talking about even if you want to share a Dvar Torah, you're not allowed to do it. Even Ben Gavra LeGavra, it says in Shulchan Aruch, between the different aliyahs. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishneh Berurah, I'm sorry, there says, what if I want to learn on my own, Ben Gavra LeGavra? So he says, okay, fine. He quotes in the name of the Bach and the other Achrayim. You can learn on your own. Eke out a heter. Kvetch out a heter to learn on your own, Ben Gavra LeGavra. Will be makel. But to even share the Torah with your friend or your neighbor, you're not supposed to do Ben Gavra LeGavra. Why? It might lead you to talk, even in Divrei Torah, during Kriyas HaTorah itself, which you're not allowed to do. Not supposed to do it. That's why I'm opposed in theory, not in practice, to Mishaberach. Mishaberach, so, you know, you're encouraging guys making Mishaberach for every one of his cousins and relatives and pets and this, and then everybody in the shul. So then, Ma Yaseh Bevan Lo Yechta. It's not fair that everybody has to sit there and, you know, well, this guy's making Mishaberach for everybody he ever met. So that's it's a problem. It's a problem. Because you're really not supposed to talk even Dvar Halacha Ben Gavra LeGavra. Fine. So, but how is Rav Sheshes able to learn? How is Rav Sheshes able to learn during Kriyas HaTorah? He turned around. Ana b'didan ve'inu b'didu. They're learning their thing and I'm learning my thing. So, yes, Taisus, how is that allowed? So, says Taisus over here, the third line, v'yesh loimar, hasam airi b'kol ram. When is it also to do this, to learn during Kriyas HaTorah, if it's out loud, if it's audible? Kadesh l'yivatu kol Kriyas HaTorah. So that other people won't be disturbed by your learning. V'hocha ari b'nachas. Here we're talking about he was learning quietly. So the first answer in Taisus is the only time it's also to learn in Kriyas HaTorah is if it's out loud, not if it's quiet. Number one. Taisus quotes two more terutzim. V'rav alfas, the rif, kasev da halachas gedolos, the ba'al halachas gedolos, the bahag, mefarshi davka sheyesh ha'maser achrini az yechol lilmod. If there's a minion without you, then you're allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah because there's enough. There's a minion learning. If there's no minion with a minion listening, if there's no minion without you, then they need you. You're not allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. And Rav Sheshes was talking about where there was a minion. Though here we're talking about Rav Sheshes was a minion without him. Also the Rif says. Shiny Rav Sheshes Shatayrasul Nasahu. Now, when did they institute Kriyas HaTorah was for the people who aren't learning all the time? So, you better learn during Kriyas HaTorah. And don't start learning your own thing now during Kriyas HaTorah. You don't learn too much as it is. Pay attention to the Kriyas HaTorah that was instituted for your benefit. But Rav Sheshes, who's Tayrasul Nasahu, he was learning constantly that Kriyas HaTorah was not instituted for him. He's not going 3 days without Talmud Torah, and therefore he was allowed to learn his own thing during Kriyas HaTorah. So Tosfos has three terutzim. How is Rav Sheshes different? The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sota, you're not allowed to learn other things during Kriyas HaTorah. Here Rav Sheshes is Mahadar Ape Vigoras. He's turning around learning his own thing. How is that allowed? Tosfos has three terutzim. Number one, he was doing it quietly. It's only us if it's Beko Ram. Number two, it's only us if there's no minion without you. Here there was a minion without him. Number three, it's only us if for someone who is not Tairasa Nosoi. But Rav Sheshes was Tairasa Nosoi. Kriyas HaTorah was not instituted for him, and he was allowed to learn his own thing during Kriyas HaTorah. All of these answers are important because they're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Every one of these makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Then there's even a fourth Teretz of Taisus that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's found in Taisus and Masechta Soita. And that Gemara in Soita asks the very same question, but gives a slightly different answer. Umatzinu lemeim over here, Oiz Daud. Umatzinu lemeimar, the mahadar ape shiny. If you turn around, that's different. Why? Meaning, when is it aser? When are you not allowed to talk? If you're facing the Balkare. If you turn around, if Sheshes, you know, turn this chair around, then it's allowed to learn on your own. Why? Odd teretz. So Rabbeinu Yoina, a Maseches Brachos, has one explanation. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you. Has one explanation in this opinion in Tosfos. But he's reading in. Rabbeinu Yoina suggests that perhaps what Tosfos means is that when I turn around, I'm already learning my own thing. I'm involved in my own limud. You come now with your Kriyas HaTorah and want to interrupt me, I don't have to stop learning my thing because you all of a sudden started reading Kriyas HaTorah. I'm already learning. It's like an Isaac B'mitzvah. I'm already learning this. Now you're coming and bothering me with that. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, since I'm already Isaac in this, for Haraya is, I'm facing my Sefer, I'm learning my Sefer, not looking at you, so then I don't have to stop what I'm doing in order to listen to your Kriyas HaTorah.
That would only be if he learns before the
Kriyas HaTorah. Yes, correct. And also, it doesn't sound like what Tosfos is saying.
And also, you know that.
Yeah, it's a nice teretz on your own. If you're learning before, I don't have to stop for Kriyas HaTorah. But I don't think that that's necessarily what Tosfos means. Yeah.
Also, Kriyas HaTorah is it's relatively set, kind of schedule.
You're saying this wasn't a haphazard. Didn't just all of a sudden come.
Good point.
So maybe Rabbeinu Yonah's teretz has its own merits, maybe on its own right. But in terms of understanding what Tosfos is saying, perhaps Tosfos is telling us something else. If Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav quotes there from Rav Soloveitchik that he understood this Tosfos slightly differently than Rabbeinu Yonah, that what Tosfos is saying is the following, something different. And that is, the only time you're prohibited from talking during Kriyas HaTorah is if I'm part of the tzibur of Shayach, that's relevant, that's participating in this Kriyas HaTorah. How do you demonstrate that you're participating, that you're relevant to the Kriyas HaTorah? I face the Balkare. If I'm facing the Balkare, I'm part of the Kriyas HaTorah. If I turn around, Mahadar Ape, Tosfos says that's different, because when you're turning around, your back is to the Balkare, you're no longer part of the Kriyas HaTorah. Since you're no longer part of the Kriyas HaTorah, so now you're allowed to learn on your own. That's what Tosfos means to say. Mahadar Ape Shaini means, because when I turn around, I'm not part of what's going on over there. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. But I'm not part of what's going on over there. That's its own thing. Being of a Harai is, I'm not facing the Balkari, and therefore he was allowed to speak since he wasn't participating in the Kriyas HaTorah, which was demonstrated by his position. Because of that, the understanding of Tosfos of Soloveitchik suggested, therefore, whenever we are participating in the Kriyas HaTorah, we're not Rav Sheshes, Mahadar Ape Vigoras. Most of us during Shul, hopefully all of us, when there is a Kriyas HaTorah, we want to participate, so what should you have to do then? You should, what? You should be facing the Balkare. So if Soloveitchik suggested, sometimes you're in those shuls where you don't have too much maneuverability, like you're in your little box seat over there in the pews or the benches, you kind of have to stand a certain way. And if you're standing in front of the Shulchan, where the Kriyas HaTorah is, if Soloveitchik suggested, really the proper thing to do is not to stand up and face forward with your back to the Kriyas HaTorah, it's really to turn around and to face the Balkare. If they're learning in a shul which doesn't have the traditional setup of a shul, where they lay is elevated or boxed out, sometimes now you see different setups of shuls where the shulchan is right in the middle of the shul on the same ground level as where people are standing. So then there might be a problem turning your back to the Sefer Torah in general. Just turning your back to the Sefer Torah, if it's not its own reshus, its own domain, like it's boxed out of the building, or in its own little reshus over there, you might have a problem in general turning your back to the Sefer Torah. So it might be a good idea to face the Balkari anyway. But if Sheikh Soloveitchik suggested to be part, to be relevant, to participate in the Kriyas HaTorah, you have to be facing the Balkari. That's what Tosfos means over here in Masechta Soita. Okay? So Tosfos asks, the major problem with the practice of Rav Sheshes, who was Mahadar Ape Vigoras, said, Ana b'didan, inu b'didhu, I'm learning my thing, they're learning their thing. Tosfos asked, this seems to be a contradiction to Gemara Masechet Sotah, that you're not allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. So how was he able to do this? So we had four terutzim. All four appear in Shulchan Aruch in one form or another. The first is that he was doing it quietly. The second is there was a minyan without him. The third is he was Teirasa Umnasa. And the fourth is, since he wasn't facing the Balkaire, it was allowed. Mahadar Apis Shaini. So all of these four appear in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Mem Vav Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah Sif Beis. Ask the Bir Halacha though, I don't understand any of them. Four terutzim, none of them are any good. Why not? Why not? Because of a kasha that the Shibole Haleket asks. He says, Be'emes shita zu temua, says the Bir Halacha. D'may mahani sheyigros v'lachash, what difference does it make that it's quiet? Shelo yivato shari hashemim kriyas hatera, mikol mokom gam hu mitzuve lishmaya kriyas hatera. You are obligated to listen, not just not disturb, not just not, you know, be a part of it. Not have a minyan without you. Terasa umnaso. Everybody was included in the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Ve'im yomar es limudo lo yitein libo lishmaya masha kare hakare. If you're learning, you're not paying attention to what's going on. If you're doing daf yomi, you're not paying attention to Kriyas HaTorah. Va'fiu im yesham asar detzaisi. Even if there are 10 listening without you, my mahani, everybody has to participate in Kriyas HaTorah. Because of this, he dismisses all of Taisa's Teirutzim. Out. So says the Bir Halacha on his own, Lule de Mistafina, were I not afraid to disagree with all the opinions of Taisa's, or maybe to suggest a new assumption or presumption of all of these answers, have Amina de Shita Zu Mairi. All of these four answers are only talking about Shekvar Yotza Ba'atzma Yidei Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Sheshes already heard Kriyas HaTorah at the first minyan. He davened Vasik in Avada for sure. He davened by the Ashkama minyan. The Ben Torah. So he davened by the Ashkama minyan. Who now? Why is he still doing here around? And he's hanging out in the base medrash. And now there's another Kriyas HaTorah, second minyan, the main minyan. You know? Second minyan. So what did he do now? So he's going to listen to Kriyas HaTorah again? So he's not obligated to do that. So he was Mahada Ape Vigaras. He turned around and was learning his own thing. And then Taisa said, Afilu Hochi, B'kol Ram, also Shkoyat Charashayim. He shouldn't be laying away over there in his Gemara. The Daf Yomi is going to disturb the people who are hearing Kriyas HaTorah for the first time. But Avada Yavista, for sure, Rav Sheshes heard Kriyas HaTorah once. Because everybody has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So it sounds like the assumption of the Shibale Halakit is that what? Kriyas HaTorah is a personal obligation or communal obligation?
Personal.
I mean, he's screaming it out. The Shibale Halakit seems to understand, and that seems to be how the Bir Halacha sides, the Mishnah Berurah, that Kriyas HaTorah is a personal obligation. Don't tell me you're not disturbing the Tzibur, there's a minyan without you, Teirasayim, Nasayim, Mahadar Ape, you're not participating. You have to participate. Kriyas HaTorah is a personal obligation. Therefore, suggests the Sefer Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha is found in Abbeis Medrash. It was written by a great Talmud Chacham before the war named of Aryeh Pomeramchik. He was a Talmud of the Briskerov. It's a big, tall Sefer. So in the Emek Bracha, he concludes, based on this opinion of the Shibale Halekin, and he claims that's how we paskin, that if a person, let's say, is in shul and he misses a few words of the Kriyas HaTorah, he has a conversation, not paying attention, missed an aliyah, went out to the bathroom, I don't know, something. So does he have to now go find another shul and hear Kriyas HaTorah? He says, yes. It's a chayvus hayochid, you have to hear it. You have to hear seven aliyahs, with at least three psukim, but you have to hear seven aliyahs. If you missed one of the aliyahs, you missed part of the Kriyas HaTorah, and it has to be in order. So if you missed part of the Kriyas HaTorah, you have to go back and make it up. Yeah.
What if you heard 21 psukim, just there weren't seven
aliyahs? Right. So then there'd be a minhag to... How'd you hear 20... No. It has to be seven aliyahs, each consisting of a minimum of three psukim. Yeah. See, then he claims you have to go find another minhag to make up the missing parts of Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah.
Can you be catching up and davening at the same time while listening to the Kriya? Would that be...
How can you do that? At least you're there, you're saying. At least you're there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. According to him, he sounds like Zachayv Sayachid. You gotta hear it. Yeah. I hope you don't hear it. If you hear it, then you're not davening too well.
Would Mavtir count as one if, let's say, Misrish and then just...
Good question.
But you have to hear an order.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we pass like this, but yeah.
Can you just hear the mincha?
Mincha is its own takana. Its own takana. It's a separate takana, yeah.
So the Shibboleth have a claim it's an individual...
Individual mandate.
What does he say? Those would agree. The very framework of the mitzvah is in...
Yes, it's a personal obligation that it be done... In Sibur, in the presence of 10 men, for example, davening could be is a personal obligation. At the same time, it's enhanced by doing it together with the Sibur. So to over here, it has to be done in the presence of 10 people. It has to be. At the same time, it's a personal obligation to be there and to hear it.
But the difference would be that davening, you're
you can do that on your own too, yeah.
You can't.
Correct. It would be odd, but it's unusual. But there are other examples of...
She's saying that it's a... It's a communal. It's a personal obligation to partake in the communal mitzvah.
No, it's a personal mitzvah that has to take place in the presence of 10 men. Your way of understanding it is going to be more similar to the next approach.
Is it an obligation for women also?
We'll get to it. However, Rav Moshe disagrees in the Igros Moshe, and this is the opinion of many others as well, that we do not accept the Shibboleth Halakhah. We do not paskin like this Bir Halakha. We paskin like the four opinions that Tosfos quoted. There of Sheshes and Mahadar Api Vigaras. He was doing it quietly. He did not hear Kriyas HaTorah before. He was doing it quietly. It was Teras of Nasa. There's a minion without him. All of those answers are sufficient because Kriyas HaTorah is not a personal obligation. That's the answer to the Shibboleth Halakhah's question, is that it's based on a faulty assumption. Kriyas HaTorah is a communal obligation. We have it's the right thing to be a part of the community. And to be there, says Rav Moshe, that's the right thing to do, to seek out a community to be listened to, or if you're part of the community, to go and participate in the Kriyas HaTorah. But if you missed it, you don't have a personal obligation to go and make it up. As long as there was one in the community, it's a nice thing, it's a good thing, it's perhaps the mitzvah to be a part of the community to hear it. But if you missed it, you don't have to go later and make it up. Rav Moshe says it's a nice thing to do, though, because the minig is to finish the Torah every year. And if you missed an aliyah, you won't be finishing the Torah, that Simchas Torah. You'll be missing part of your siyum. So Rav Moshe says that's the minig, is to finish the Torah every year. You won't participate in that minig if you missed an aliyah or missed the Shabbos. But Rav Moshe says that Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to go and try and find the minion to make it up. This issue, perhaps, is also the crux of the suffix of the Chayei Yodam, a famous suffix. The Chayei Yodam was, of course, a contemporary of the Gra. Rav Avram Danzig was the preeminent Poisek in his time, and before the Chafetz Chaim, sorry, before the Mishnah Berurah. So he writes in the Chayei Yodam, Tzarech Iyun, Im Kulam Shamu Kriyas HaTorah, V'yesh Eze B'nei Yodam Shaloi Shamu. You have the Tzibor read Kriyas HaTorah, but there are a few people who didn't hear it. Im Muta Likreis Oida Pam B'Shvilam. Can you lane for less than 10 people? Let's say you have 6 people. You'll have a presence of 10 men. You'll have 10 people here, but only 6 need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Can you lend Kriyas HaTorah for 6 people? Well, dummy, maybe it's not similar to Shema. Dasam kol yachin mechuyev oisar bracha v'haka chiyuv rak sheyishma Kriyas HaTorah v'chamim tiknu sheyivarach mishum kavad atzibah v'yeshloimi deloy tiknu yeshloimi deloy tiknu el kushakol atzibah chayavim v'kriyah v'lo b'shvil yachin. Can you lend for 1, 2, 3, maybe even 6, or do you need all 10 to be chayv in Kriyas HaTorah? So Reb Chaim, I mean, it's almost obvious, but Reb Baruch Ber, in the Sefer on Masechtas Yevamos, the Birka Shmuel, Baruch Ber was, of course, one of the major Talmidim of Reb Chaim, so he quotes there from Reb Chaim, who interpreted that the suffix of the Chayodim depends on this Nekuda. He says, Ukvi sheshamat mipi kodesh Yisrael, Schuso Yogan Aleinu Le'inin Mahani Roy Midin Ruba Kukula Litzer Fasar B'Kriyas HaTorah. Is it enough if you have 6 that are chayv in Kriyas HaTorah? Do you need all 10? Tali B'Chada Svara, it depends on this. Chakira is what is the nature of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. If the nature of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is that it's a personal obligation, so as long as you have, I mean, you could even make the argument 1, but as long as you have 6, a majority, certainly then you can say we can lay in Kriyas HaTorah as long as it's in the presence of 10 men. But if it's a communal obligation, you would need all 10. the chiyuv is only generated, is only triggered if you have 10 people here who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah, not if you have a roiv, and therefore you would need all 10 to have missed Kriyas HaTorah in order to lane again. Yeah. That's a separate. The Gemara there discusses there was a basic takana. Then Ezra came and expanded the takana.
So if that's not like an actual,
it is. It's part of the expansion of the takana. The first initial takana was Shabbos, Monday, Thursday. Then it got expanded.
Oh, so everybody has a
huge. Yeah. Same deal by Mincha. Yeah.
So I understand why the argument of if it's an individual obligation that even only one person, then you should be able to recreate the Torah. But if you say it's a communal obligation, why can't you still say row with six?
No, because if it's a communal obligation, you need a community to be chayiv in it, and you don't have a community.
But they can't be mitzarif with the other.
You can be mitzarif to 10 for the number 10, you know, to have in the presence of 10 people. But if it's a chayves hatzibur, that's what Reb Chaim was machadish, is that if it's a chayves hatzibur, you need all 10. No, because it's only a communal obligation. So it's not a chiyuv on you that I'm misarev with you because you missed it. You have no personal mandate to do it. It's only if there's a chiyuv on the tzibur. So Reb Chaim claimed that if you miss Kriyas HaTorah, you can only lay in Kriyas HaTorah for again, if you have 10 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or this comes up on a fast day. Let's say you have a fast day in, I don't know, an old age home, and you don't have 10 people who are fasting. Can you lay in Vayachal by Mincha, Kriyas HaTorah? You're only chayv if you're fasting. So is it enough with Rav, or do you need 10 people who are fasting? So again, according to Reb Chaim, if it's a chayves hatzibur, you would need all 10 to be fasting. So Reb Chaim, this once happened, the Reb Chaim missed Kriyas HaTorah, was traveling on a train, and Maitse Shahaya to some Askan, you know, issue Naskanis for Tzarche Tzibor, and he missed Kriyas HaTorah, and he wanted to arrange for a second Kriyas HaTorah, was an insistent that there be a minion there of people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, wasn't sufficient with six. So the way the story goes, it's quoted in various different sources and slightly different takes on the story, but his mechutin, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's father-in-law, who was Eliyahu Feinstein, argued with Reb Chaim. He said, why was he makpid to have 10 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah? It's a raya from the Ran in Masechtos Megillah that it's enough with Rav. How do you know? Look at the Ran. Says the Ran in Masechtos Megillah, V'ramban kasev, over here, Oizches, She'ein zu raya, D'kol osam d'chasev hasham, B'mishnah Megillah, Choyves hatzibur heim, whatever the context is irrelevant at this point. Ve'ein oisin oisan el imkein basara o ruba mechuyavim bedavar kegoin shaloshamu kadosh ubaruchu. So he sounds like he's saying, whenever you have even a chayves hatzibur, everything that's listed in the Mishnah is a chayves hatzibur, heim. Ve'ein oisin oisan el imkein basara, you need 10. O ruba mechuyavim bedavar. Or roiv who are chayiv in the matter. Like they didn't hear Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the Ran sound like he's saying? Even if it is a Chayves Hatzibor, how many is it enough with? Rav! What do you need 10? That was his Raya against Reb Chaim. This is what the battles between Mechutanim used to be about. Now they're about other things. They used to be about Rans in Masechtas Megillah. Okay? So Reb Chaim said he's learning the wrong pshat in the Ran. Reb Chaim reread the Ran. Reb Eliyahu Feinstein was not happy with Reb Chaim's reading of the Ran, but Reb Chaim read the Ran like this. He said, "He says, 1 minute. If the Ran is telling us it's enough with Rav, he should have said something else. What should he have said? Ein oisin oisan our imkain ruba mechuyavim bedavar. Rav are chayiv in the matter, like Kadosh and Baruch Hu. But that's not what he says. What does the Ran say? Ein oisin oisan our imkain basara, unless there are 10 there, or Rav." If it's enough with Rav, why say 10? That's what Chaim's asked. So Reb Chaim said, because must be there's two types of things that take place in a tzibur. There are choyvas hayochid, personal obligations that you need to have in the presence of 10 people. That's enough with Rav. And then there are some choyvas hatzibur, said Reb Chaim, that you need all 10. That's not enough with Rav. That's why the Ron said, "Ein ois and our son, our inkein basara, like kriyas atayra, that you need all 10 to be chayiv, or irubam, or there's another flavor, another genre of things that take place in the presence of 10 people, and that's a personal mandate that just needs 10 people in order to accomplish it." So Reb Chaim said there's two types of things that take place b'tzibur. One is a chayves hayochid that takes place in the presence of 10 people, and then there's a chayves hatzibur that needs 10 people to generate the chiyuv. Machlekes had to read this run. Either way, Reb Chaim was makbid for both shitas. Kiderech beis brisk, he was makbid always to, if he missed the kriyas haTorah, to make it up. If it's a chayves hatzibur, I don't have to make it up if I missed it. Reb Chaim was makbid to make it up if he missed it, like the Shibar the Haleket, but he was also makbid that there be 10 people there in order to lay in a kriyas haTorah with brachas, because otherwise, you have to be chayvish for the shita that holds it's a chayvish hatzibur, and Reb Chaim held, and for a chayvish hatzibur, you need all 10 to be chayv in the kriyas haTorah. The famous mice as well, Soloveitchik, when he traveled from Boston, so he would travel in the morning on Tuesday, I think, and leave in the afternoon on Thursday, so he once missed kriyas haTorah. I don't know, there must be, he traveled on a Monday, I don't know, once missed kriyas haTorah in the morning when he was traveling. So he arranged for a second Kriyas HaTorah later on in the afternoon. It was makbid that they should have 10 people who missed Kriyas HaTorah. And why you, Baruch Hashem? He said, who else didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah after she raised their hand? You know? I never understood the story until it dawned on me, yeah, half the shiur missed Kriyas HaTorah. Anyway. Baruch Hashem, Ashadara, things are much better now. Look, however, the Binyan Shlema has a raya. Okay, so we have, this seems to be the subject of the Chayyadim as well. Is this a chayvus hayachid, or is it kriyas haTorah chayvus hatzibur? Nafkamina, do you need 10 people to hear kriyas haTorah? Is it enough with roiv? We saw it seems to be a machlekes shibalei haleket and the other opinions in Tosis, and that seems to be the suffix of the chayei adam. The later achronim will bring a raya that it's a chayvus hatzibur, and that's how we should paskin. Not only because that's the simple understanding of most of the opinions of Tosis, and with the exception of the shibalei haleket, but also because of the question of the Tosis Yomtiv, from Shlomo Levilna, and his Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo. Again, he's the author of the Cheshek Shlomo on the back of the Gemara. He was the editor of the Vilna Shas. So in his Tshuvas Simon Lamed Hei, he brings a raya that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur from a question that the Tosis Yomtiv asked at the beginning of Masechus Megillah. As we know, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, do we blow Tkiya Shofar? No. Why not? Maybe you'll take the shofar to a baki to learn how to blow, and you'll carry it in the Rishus HaRabim Da'od Amos. On Yom Tov, if you're allowed to carry, Shabbos not. So if Shabbos falls, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. What about Megillas Esther for falls out, Purim falls out on Shabbos? Also not. Because we're afraid. Maybe you'll carry the Megillas Esther through the Rosh HaRabim to shul in order to lane. Ask the Tosis Yomtiv a bomb question. If that's the case, how come every Shabbos we're allowed to lane Kriyas HaTorah? What should we be afraid of? Shema Yavirenu, Da'od Amos Rosh HaRabim. Or we could even go even further. What do we lane? Shabbos Chalamoid. Of Sukkot, Shabbos Chalamoid, Pesach. We lane Koheles and Shir HaShirim. How can you lane Koheles and Shir HaShirim? How's it any better than Megillas Esther, which if it falls out on Shabbos, we don't lane? How's it any better? How can we lane Kriya Koheles, Shir HaShirim, and Shabbos Chalamoid? We should be afraid Gzeir HaShem and Yavi Yavirin, without Amos Rosh HaRabim. So you'll tell me Koheles and Shir HaShirim are really not so important. We don't make a bracha on it. However, the Gra, it says in the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, the Gra, if he was laning it from a cloth, would make a bracha of Al Kriyas Megillah on Koheles and on Shir HaShirim. So it's just as serious as Megillas Esther. How then can we lay in on Shabbos Chalamoid? And what happened to all Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? V'kashuli, says the Tosis Yomtiv. Im kein, lama karim b'sefer Torah b'Shabbos? So someone once asked this of the Gra, and it's brought in the footnotes on the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, the Hanhagos of the Gra. V'shamati over here, Oisiyot, she'hik she'kocham echler Rabbeinu, im isi she'kriyas ha'megillas halal hu'chiv kokach, if reading the Megillah is Koheles and Shir HaShirim is such a chiv that you make a bracha, Eik mutarim lekreisim b'Shabbos. Lamal nigzal lein gzeira de rabba, shem yavi renu, da'ot amas v'sha rabim, k'moy Megillas Esther. So the Gra explained, simply, that Megillas Esther is a chayvas hayochid. That's a personal obligation. So since everybody is tumbling with Megillas Esther, you have people running around to the hospitals and this one and that one, and everyone's going all over the place with Megillas Esther, we have to be afraid. But Kriyas HaTorah or Keheles or Shir HaShirim are not a personal obligation for me to hear it. It's a Chayves HaTzibor. The Tzibor, the Gabbai, knows what he's doing. He's not going to make a mistake and rush a Sefer Torah through Rosh HaRabim on Shabbos, or Keheles or Shir HaShirim through Rosh HaRabim Shabbos Chalamoid. Because not everyone's tumbling with it. Not everybody's running around trying to figure out how am I going to be Yoytz in my Chayves HaYochid, because it's not a Chayves HaYochid. Said the Gra, what is it? It's a Chayves HaTzibor. See, it's a Chayves HaTzibor, Kriyas HaTorah, not a Chayves HaYochid. Yeah.
So
what does Shibalei HaLechet say? It's a problem. So that seems to be the position, I would say, of Rav HaPoskim. That's how we Poskim, Ikar HaDin, Rav Moshe held like that, that Chaim seems to have held like that, the Gra seems to have held like that, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayves HaTzibor. So much so, that it's brought in the Sefer HaKavanos of the Ari HaKadosh. If he made a private minyan on Shabbos with 10 men, he wouldn't learn Kriyas HaTorah. He held it was only a Chayves HaTzibor in Shul, a minyan kavua. Never heard of that. That was the opinion of the Ari HaKadosh. It was such a Chayves HaTzibor, it was only in the great synagogue, you know, the main Shul that was a minyan kavua. And for a period of time, he was making a minyan somewhere else that was not a minyan kavua, and he went without Kriyas HaTorah. Can't learn there. It's a Chayves HaTzibor only on a minyan kavua. That's not our position, but we hold it's a Chayves HaTzibor. So for that reason, it's quoted in the newer literature from Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though after he passed away, how much literature had come out after he passed away from Kisvei Yad and different things. So in one of the volumes of the Kisvei Yad of Rav Shlomo Zalman, he writes there, and it's quoted by the later Paiskim, that contemporary Paiskim, that if you have the unique situation of flying back and forth from Eretz Yisrael when the Kriyas HaTorahs are off, sometimes after Pesach, we're off on the Kriyas HaTorah, and Chutzlars are raining one parish, and Eretz Yisrael raining another parish. You'll go back after Pesach, and there'll be a parish ahead of you. So do you have to make up the missing parish? So Shlomo Zalman held Me'ikar, then you don't. Because it's a Chayves HaTzibor, Kriyas HaTorah, not a Chayves HaYochid. It's a nice thing to do it if you can. You have a whole yeshiva of Chutznikim who just came from Eretz Chutzlars. Nice thing to make a Kriyas HaTorah for them too, so they could be yoytze to the minig of finishing the Torah every year. But it's not more than that. It's not an obligation to do it. It's a nice thing. And if you have a minion of people who missed it, then perhaps you can institute that. It could be that this whole issue, though, of whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayves HaYoch, a Chayves HaTzibor, really goes a little bit even deeper. And that is, we have to ask ourselves a question that the Achronim ask, which is, what is the nature of this chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? Is the nature of the takana of Kriyas HaTorah, we know it was instituted to increase Talmud Torah, but is it a mitzvah to learn Bitzibor? Just that there's an individual obligation of Talmud Torah, but the Moshe Rabbeinu institute a communal learning every 3 days, and that's really what Kriyas HaTorah is about. Or is it not a communal Talmud Torah? It's a chiyuv to read the Torah, even though it was motivated by Talmud Torah, in the way it was instituted, it's not instituted as communal learning, but rather a chiyuv to read it. So for example, when the Balkare is laning, is he being mitzi all of the people in reading, meaning we're all obligated to read, and he's reading for us? Or no? We're not all obligated to read. We're all obligated to listen and participate in the communal learning that's taking place now. But we don't have an obligation to read. You'll say, what's the difference? Big difference. Three differences. The difference is, with regards to the Mishnah Maseches Megillah, the Mishnah tells us, Tana Rabbanan, Nafchav Gimel Med Aleph, Hakol Eilin Leminyan Shiva. Anyone can participate as part of the Shiva Kruim. The seven aliyas, afilu katan vafilu isha, clearly that is not our practice, a topic for another time. Fine, a katan, a woman, do not get an aliyah, even though, meikar adin, they can be parts, as the Mishnah, hakol olin l'minyan shiva. What does it mean that a katan can get an aliyah? What does it mean? He can make the brachas? Or can he lain? Can a katan lain? So writes the Rimi Luniel, in his comments in that Mishnah, Meseches Megillah, katan kari b'taira, he can even read. Lefisha Kriyas HaTorah Eina Ela Lashmiya Litzibor Umali Ben Hashmaz Gadol LeKatan. Who cares who's generating the sound? It doesn't matter. Because the nature of the Takan of Kriyas HaTorah is what? to learn Torah. As long as we're learning, it doesn't make a difference who is reading it. That's the opinion of the Rimi Luniel. However, if you look in the Magen Avraham, where this halacha appears in Shulchan Aruch, that Mikra Adina Katan could get an Aliyah, says the Magen Avraham, Avalihiyois hu makre eino yacho. No. He can make a bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah, but he cannot lane. Why not? Because the Magen Avraham is understanding what is the nature of Kriyas HaTorah to be mighty everybody in your reading. He can't be mighty anybody in his reading because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. He's less than 13 years old. He's not a Gadol. So the Magen Avraham understood the nature of Kriyas HaTorah is to read it, which implies it's like a personal obligation to read the Torah, and the Baal Kirei is being mighty us, and therefore a Katan cannot be mighty us in reading the Torah. However, the Rimi Luniel seem to have understood, no, this is a communal learning. We have a personal obligation to learn, that's incumbent upon all of us, as we all know. But then there's a Moshe Rabbeinu instituted communal learning, a Chayvas HaTzibur to learn. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference who's reading it. Even a Katan could read it. And if you look at the Prima Gadim, he quotes that was the opinion of the other Achrenim. They disagreed that a Katan, Yochel Iyos Makre. Or he could have a situation in the following scenario. Same Shaila. The Tshuva was asked, it's found in the Tshuva's Leib Aryeh, from a dying Grosnas from London. Question comes up. What if you have a deaf child? Becomes Bochor Bar Mitzvah. So, he might have the status of a Cheirish. Cheirish. Deaf, but he can speak. Cheirish, a whole topic in its own right. Well, the way it's generally interpreted, deaf is a Cheirish. So the Cheirish chayv a mitzvahs? No, Cheirish shayt of a katan not chayv a mitzvahs. So, but he wants to lay in his bar mitzvah parasha. He knows how to talk. Can read. Can he lay in his bar mitzvah parasha? Same Shaila. He's articulating the words. We're all having communal learning. He's facilitating communal learning. So, but he can't be mighty us in reading it. So if it's a chayves hayachid for everyone to read the Torah, he can't facilitate that because he can't be mighty us. But if it's just to facilitate communal learning, a chayves hatzibor, maybe even a chayrish is good enough. Yeah?
I was going to ask if that's allowed.
Right. So if it's a chiyuv for everyone to read a chayvus hayakid, that the institution of Kriyas HaTorah was we should all be reading the Torah, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu instituted, so then he can't be mighty us. But if it's a chayvus hatzibur, which it seems to be the way we paskin, that it's just to facilitate communal learning, then maybe he can. And I think that's Dayan Grossman's conclusion, that he can. Yeah?
How important is the trap?
The trap? It's a discussion for another time. You don't have to make him go back for it. According to most, but there's an opinion of the Rambam, maybe you do, and a whole shiur in its own right. So this also seems to be related to it, or the shaila that was discussed by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it's quoted in the Nefesh HaRav about the thing which could happen in a shul, that there's a machlekes in the shul, and there's breges, the Baal Kirei hates somebody in the shul. So he goes over and says, I hate you so much, when I'm being laying in Kriyas HaTorah, I don't have a mind to be mighty you, everybody but not you. The guy's nervous. Can you do such a thing? So Ramesh Soloveitchik Paskin, no, you can't do such a thing. Why? Because he's not being mighty you in reading. The chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, he proved from the Katan Ukamein, which is, again, we saw was a machlekes, but is just to facilitate communal learning. It's a chayvus hatzibur, probably. That seems to be how we Paskin. In which case, as long as he's reading it and I'm learning, I'm part of the communal Kriyas HaTorah. One final issue that might be related to this is the issue of women. Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, "Mashma mikan from the fact that a woman could be oiled the minyan shiva, the isha chayevus l'shmaya kriyas haTorah. Ooh, women are chayev to hear kriyas haTorah. Not chayev to be there, but once she's there, she's obligated to hear it. V'yavo pi sheniskena mishum talmud Torah, v'nashim enin chayevus b'talmud Torah. Even though it was instituted because of kriyas haTorah, and women are not chayev in kriyas haTorah, mikol makom mitzvah l'shmaya k'mo mitzvah hakel." It's like a chayvus hakriya, like hakel, that even anashim, nashim, v'tav have to come and participate. So too, women have to come too. Nashim bo'os l'shmoya. So maybe the takan of kriyas haTorah is more like hakel, a chiyuv to read, not necessarily to learn. So even though women are pata from Kriyasa, from Talmud Torah, maybe she's chayiv in Kriyasa Torah. That would imply that it's a chayivas kriya, a chayiv to read. Maybe women were included too. Miu yesh leimar, diapa pishen chayivas oyle l'minyan. Perhaps we could argue that no, maybe she's oyle l'minyan shiv, even though she's not obligated to be there. She could even leave. Here the woman have the practice, he says, of walking out. So fine, so you see two opinions in the Magen Avraham, a woman chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah too. That might again hinge on this issue. If it's communal learning, just like women are exempt from the individual mandate of Kriyas HaTorah, so to the communal mandate as well. And I think that's how we paskin. Women don't have to be there for Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Talmud Torah of a Tzibor, and they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. But it's if it's a chiyuv kriya, even though it was motivated by Talmud Torah, it was instituted as a chiyuv to read it, one could argue that even women are chayiv. That seems to be the two opinions in the Magen Avraham as well. Okay, so we seem to paskin it's a chayves tzibor. Nonetheless, so we should all try to do our best to be a part of the tzibor, not only to participate in individual learning, but to participate in communal learning as well.